702. The Worldview.
Let's catch up with John Adderley now for this morning's Worldview. John, a very good morning to you. Let's start with official talks between UK officials and the Taliban.
Yeah, around 6 weeks after the last international troops left Afghanistan, senior UK officials made a brief return for talks with the Taliban, and the government here in London says the officials met the Taliban's foreign minister and the deputy prime ministers. There was lots on the agenda. They discussed how the UK can help Afghanistan address its humanitarian crisis, preventing the country from becoming an incubator for terrorism, and also the need for continuing safe passage for those who want to leave the country, because British troops weren't able to get everybody out by the end of August deadline that the United States set. And also, a former British soldier, Ben Slater, now he was arrested by the Taliban during that evacuation effort from Kabul airport. He's understood to have been released by the Taliban and left the country with the UK delegation. I do think all of this is going to be, you know, quite hard for some here to swallow, particularly British troops who served in Afghanistan and relatives of those who died fighting the Taliban, of course, for all those years. And now they see the old enemy in power and being treated by our government, you know, with respect and dignity. But I suppose, what else do you do? They're in charge. You either let them get on with it, or you help them and treat them in a respectful way. But it's a very tricky situation, given all the sacrifices that Britain made ousting the Taliban. And here we are talking to them as if they're just any other legitimate government.
It's an extraordinary development if you really just think about what happened, 20 years ago when that effort began. John, new powers to stop climate change protesters from blocking motorways.
Yeah, the Home Secretary, Priti Patel, has announced that police and courts will get new powers to stop these disruptive activists at protests. And this follows the latest Insulate Britain event in London. Climate change protesters refused to move. They blocked one tunnel under the River Thames and one of the bridges over the River Thames and another major route out of the capital. And in her big speech at the Conservative Party conference in Manchester, the Home Secretary said the maximum penalties for disrupting a motorway will be increased. Protesters had already been warned they could face bigger fines and up to 6 months in prison. And also, she's making interference with roads, railways and our free press a criminal offence. Now, the protesters say that they're going to carry on protesting despite this. We'll have to see whether they really are deterred. But, you know, there's a lot of anger, and I think patience has really run out, if you like. I think patience has snapped. There was one video that went viral yesterday, a woman pleading with protesters to move away from the road so she could carry on her journey to see her ailing 81-year-old mother who was in hospital. And there was also video footage of angry motorists on one of the bridges over the River Thames dragging protesters out of the road, looking like they were trying to clear the way for an ambulance to get through. So it does feel a little bit as if it's got out of hand, and the government saying, right, enough is enough, we're going to clamp down on this.
Now, how much will a 114-year-old globe-trotting teddy bear fetch at auction?
Ah, well, I can give you an update on that. I can give you the answer. It actually went for 3 times its estimated value at auction. It went for £3,200. There were thoughts it might not even have made £1,000. Why did it do so well? Well, I think it's its pedigree, if you like, and its backstory, to put it that way. It's a cinnamon-coloured bear named Ted, as all best bears are, and yeah, his provenance is very good, as they say in the antiques world. He was given to Eileen Smith on her 7th birthday in 1908. It would have been considered a very rare luxury at the time, a Steiff bear from Germany. It went on tour with her around the world. It accompanied her during her work during World War II. This woman helped in London, serving in the War Ministry, organising the North Atlantic Convoy, which is a fascinating fact in itself. So Ted went under the hammer. He had a written account of all his adventures and photographs. And, yeah, he did very well. He's a little bit threadbare, so I think he's in need of a little bit of tender, loving care. And I can't tell you who the successful bidder is, but we have been told that Ted is staying in the UK, which is rather nice. I think he needs a rest after all his globe-trotting.
Imagine if he was adopted by the Paddingtons. We'll leave it there. John Adderley from London.